So we're going to begin this workshop with Savina Martin.
Hi. It's real good to be at this conference. For me, I've been learning quite a bit in connecting on an international level with my brothers and my sisters. And as a note that's referenced from the study guide of Malcolm X, it states the best way to respect Malcolm X is to read his work in a very serious and careful way. Then we need to have an open, honest debate about his ideas right now. Our greatest challenge is to follow Malcolm X's method of critical and independent thinking. In assessing the needs in the African American community in Roxbury, Massachusetts, we know what is needed is a multiplicity of economic, social, political, and spiritual rebuilding. As we become aware of the issues as an outgrowth of the conditions surrounding that environment, we see threads of genocide. Homelessness, drug addiction, and AIDS. Ruling class solution to these issues are to let them die, build more prisons, deploy more police in the community, and split the families up. In Roxbury, we are seeing the total disregard and neglect of a people by the powers that be who are victimizing, criminalizing, and raping a people of their self-respect and dignity. And though the mass bourgeoisie media continues to keep the reactionary community and the majority of white workers believing that it's because of us, the downtrodden, the bottom of the pile, oppressed and exploited people, that their lives are jeopardized and the conditions of the state is our fault. So while women and children are living on the streets and in raggedy welfare hotels and motels that the state would rather pay $400 to $500 a week to keep you there, while brothers are standing in long, long lines at the crack of dawn hoping that they can get a day labor work just to buy a pack of cigarettes and maybe a submarine sandwich for the day, while men and women are selling their plasma to eat and sleep, and while children cannot get enough, can get an education because they're constantly living from shelter to shelter, and as their developmentality decreases due to the instability of their lifestyles, we are just supposed to sit back and be regarded as human industrial waste. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever are we going to stand around and let this happen. While drug addicts are crying, begging, and desperately seeking treatment, they allow a waiting list for a bed to grow to 1,000. They allow, in a community of over 650,000 people, to have only 3 detoxification centers, leaving the sick and suffering addict with the willingness to want to get clean to be turned away. And in order for that addict, listen now, in order for that addict to maintain his habit so he won't die from the effects of withdrawal, he may commit an economic crime. Something small, to sell something, to buy a drug, to keep himself going till he can get some help. While this type of maintenance is happening in the community, the ruling class votes to build more prisons, to jail the sick and suffering addict who cannot afford treatment on demand, or the luxury of a decent mountainside treatment facility. If you're sick, you don't go to jail. If you cut your finger, you go to the hospital. You don't go to jail. If that's the case, they need to build walls around the White House, the State House, because they're all sick. Now, what do we do to fight for ourselves, for self-determination, from freedom, from urban capitalist structure, especially in terms of culture, economic life, and political power? And while our children are being caught in the trappings of Reebok and Adidas and go to their graves with these exploited goods on their feet, while funeral parlors and communities are becoming big businesses, the ruling class solution to this is to build more McDonald's and Burger King so the youth can earn a shit wage. And while youth may sell drugs to help mama survive, the ruling class says they come from a dysfunctional family, your mother has low self-esteem because she's on welfare. And while men and women are dying from AIDS, the ruling class solution is to cut the human service programs and prenatal clinics so the infant mortality rate climbs. Perhaps if our community were a part of the SNL, we would have gotten bailed out a long time ago. The women of Roxbury are beginning to build. We are beginning to build towards a radical black tradition. We are emerging out of our own struggles, as Malcolm did, into a mass of leaders with a fighting spirit for self-determination. So here we have the issues. We all know that these issues of homelessness, drug addiction, and AIDS are affecting the very fabric of our community, are breaking and tearing down families on a daily basis. We all know that we have to begin to take a bold initiative stand to make some changes here in this country. And as we have been at this conference this past weekend, we have heard that not only the conditions of our environment affect us on a local and national level, but it's an international disease. That we not only have to begin to mobilize and tear down the vampire of this system that sucks the very blood out of us, we have to make a bold stand now. And how do we do that? Well, I'm going to break something down to you. What we began to do in Roxbury in assessing our needs of homelessness, drug addiction, and AIDS, we began to understand what was happening politically. We began by giving ourselves political education, by reaching out and attaching ourselves to people that have the clarity of the issues, by studying and reading books like Malcolm X, books on political prisoners, and by doing and studying the newspapers on a daily basis and critiquing them, whether it's about police, whether it's about AIDS or infant mortality rates. We began to leaflet the community to the sisters and the brothers that are being victimized and criminalized like ourselves. I started off in 1986 with organizing with the National Homeless Union. I, just like Malcolm X and a lot of our leaders, was a person that emerged out of her own struggles. I say today that I emerged out of my own revolution. I had to crawl and walk and stand up and begin to fight back. I had experienced homelessness. I, not too long ago, went to a forum, and the brother that was leading the forum said, "Savina, where do you get your energy from?" And I said, "I ate bread out of a garbage can at a point in my life, and I'll never be able to forget that. I don't sit around and have time to be sorry for myself. I sit around and I mobilize with my brothers and my sisters." Abandoned buildings in Roxbury, Massachusetts are plentiful. We targeted some buildings as an outgrowth of a national strategy of tearing the boards off. We never stopped until we were able to at least get one building. That one building will not become a shelter. It will not become a transitional house. It will become a base of operation for political understanding, a base of operations where brothers and sisters can come and understand about self and community, where a place where brothers and sisters can come and understand about the economic, social, political, and spiritual parts of their lives that are affecting them and that are killing them as threats of genocide. We became a nonprofit organization. We didn't want to become developers, but we did. We understood that we had to do this in order for us to keep our eyes on the prize. In the past year, we had leafleted the community, like I stated. We had done a broad base of outreach with church leaders, quote-unquote community leaders, and the most important segment of society and of the population are the women that are being directly affected, and the youth, and the men. It's a beginning. It's a beginning. But this is what we feel we must do to move forward. At this time, we are working with architects to get the building rehabbed. We had to learn how to write proposals because they weren't going to do it for us. We had the opportunity in 1987 to have workshops on how to write a proposal. But beyond that, you have to know who you are and what you want to accomplish. That's really important. You don't want to turn into a capitalist, maximizing profit organization. What we're doing is saving our lives. So we had to learn how to write a proposal. It took us 4 months to do it, but we did it. And we continue to stay in the streets, in the snow, in the rain, and in the fall, and in the winter. We continue to bang on doors and knock on doors and tell people, "You got to come aboard this, because it's about your life and your future." We didn't get a response from everybody, but those that stood in the background are in the foreground now. Those that had a skepticism that nothing was affecting their lives are on board now. And we had to have the willingness to just to keep moving forward. As I stated, we have a building, we have office space, we try our best to give fundraisers, and we're raising money because we have to survive. And we're educating ourselves on a daily basis to be politicized and to continue to feed ourselves with a fighting spirit, just as Malcolm X had, fighting spirit, fighting spirit. We don't forget to rally. We don't forget to demonstrate. We don't forget to protest on a daily basis. Because if we don't have the practical experience, how are we going to understand the theoretical? If we don't have the theoretical, how are we going to understand the practical? We are out there every day, whether we like it or not. And what we do is we support each other. We support each other. What we try and do is be honest with self as much as we can. Because if we don't understand ourselves, we're not going to understand how to get out there in the world and fight it. We give ourselves a lot of support. You know, just like during this weekend, this conference stated that we have to unite. We have to take and put aside those differences. Principle before personality. Principle before personality. It's a hard, long struggle. But when you get back to your designated areas, to your designated states, the issues are there. Get involved. Get involved. You know, it took me time and time again to get my feet stepped on, but I just kept going. It's just like a baby when it's learning to walk, you just keep falling. You got to keep going. The issues are there. Organize.